Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me.
Also, what up?
Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt D. Martini, and Barry the Bugger are connected
here
via the web. Yeah, I heard Jerry
here
in between sips of spring water and Walt.
Here.
You guys are
sips of rum.
Yeah, holiday mode. Who's drinking spiked eggnog when they're not diving today? Is anybody doing that, or are they just skipping the eggnog part? And
not
just,
yet. We're a little early.
You think it's too early?
It's never too early.
Yeah, true. Walt,
I bought some defective eggnog the other day.
Defective? How so?
Yeah, I got it at Publix. It didn't have the rum already in it. I couldn't believe it.
It was a mixer. Yeah. A lot of times they don't include that. You have to spike it on your own with your proper. I mean, what do you put in eggnog? Is it rum?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is it rum?
You can do different things.
Rum and nutmeg.
Or is it
rum?
I mean,
you can do Southern Comfort.
Is that appropriate? I mean, Southern Comfort.
Southern Comfort's real good in it.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yes.
But if you want to have
they actually make their own eggnog.
Southern Comfort makes their own eggnog. Actually, I saw Jack Daniel's have some this year. They have some.
Because the eggnog's already really sweet, so you wouldn't need to put rum in it being sweet. If you put the Southern Comfort in it, that would probably mix nice.
You think so?
There's only one way to find out, boys. I'm thinking we need to try some of that.
Yep. Yeah, it is Scuba Radio Happy
Eggnog
Hour.
Eggnog and Bacardi Spiced is real good. Spiced rum, or you can do, the Captain?
Captain Morgan rum, but the main
Captain
ingredient, at least for the Scuba Radio crew, seems to be rum, which would be more of a diver tiki hut kind of vibe kind of thing going on.
Monkey rum.
Little monkey
Pussers
rum.
Pussers rum.
Pussers!
I don't recommend moonshine, though.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't recommend anybody drinking
again,
that.
Again, the egg napalm period with Jerry.
Yeah. Once again, you're not diving. We're not diving, but when we are, or when we're not diving, might as well have a cocktail and talk about diving, right? What are you laughing at, CJ? What's wrong?
Exactly right.
What is so funny?
Nothing.
Do I amuse you?
Yeah, you were.
I amuse you
for a minute.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Catherine Castle on to talk about her new book, but I'm having some issues. I don't know what the dealio is.
You got to put a quarter in the phone.
You think that's what it is? I got this new iPad thingy. And I had all this kind of new stuff that we were going to use to make it work, and then, of course, it doesn't. So
anytime you upgrade your equipment, there
it works every time.
Ah.
Except for when it
Thanks
doesn't.
For your support, Barry. No, it works
off air. That's the only time.
Wait.
Catherine just logged in.
She logged in, on Facebook Live or
on
where?
Facebook Live, yeah.
Good. Well, Catherine, what the hell's going on? I just got her fax machine. What am I doing wrong?
She doesn't want to talk to you.
No, she does too. She's in Facebook
she's
Live.
She's avoiding you.
Trying to. She's
you go,
trying,
girl.
She's
avoid
trying.
Avoid him.
What are you doing?
Greg, stop trying to fax.
Jerry, the diver guy, you're supposed to help, not hurt. All right, so I'm going to try one more time here. Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties. Bubble Boy, I blame you. What did I tell you about using my new iPad as a. As a coaster for your Jameson and Coke.
I didn't do that.
It's not appropriate.
I didn't do that.
You're a liar!
He would never spill any of that mixture.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. I can't seem to get
What's
this
up with
thing.
Your feet?
Oh man, my dogs are really barking.
Yeah, why are you know, you see this on Facebook Live. He's got his shoes and socks off. What are you doing? That's not appropriate. That is bad form.
I prefer the asparagus at this point.
That's fine.
Oh my gosh.
It's that new smell of vision.
Yeah,
glad you guys are connected virtually.
We got our Christmas tree for the studio last night to offset these kind of stenches.
Where is it?
It's right there in the other room. I think we're going to have to move over there because you didn't see
it's
the new
hanging
tree?
Under the desk.
No. It's that stick, you know, from Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Hey, Catherine said she's standing by.
Okay.
She's
waiting
on
something
you.
Is weird going on because I'm calling her and it doesn't seem to want to go through.
Operator error.
No, that couldn't be.
Ain't a woman got to
insert another quarter.
Makes no sense whatsoever. But we'll figure it out eventually. We'll get it connected. But what are you guys going
to
do?
Just have her call the phone line. Can you do a phone call if you have to?
What? That's too old school.
A phoner?
We're high tech.
Yeah. Why not? You can't get her on the iPad.
Thanks for the memory.
Well, I was trying to FaceTime her so we could see her. But
we can't see her. It's facing your way.
Well
that's why, Greg. She doesn't want to see you.
What do you mean she doesn't want to see me? Of course she wants to see me.
She likes me.
You
blame her?
She's a nice lady.
She texted you.
She did. I saw the text. Don't worry, Catherine, we'll get it connected here. Just stand by.
Yeah, right.
But what about giving the gift of scuba boys? I mean...
Scuba boys?
No, we're not. Well, I'm sure.
I think you got the wrong show, my friend.
For the right price, any of you are
I think
up
you
grabs.
Got the wrong show, my friend.
But have you thought about what you want this year for Christmas or what you might give the diver
on
your
list?
Yeah,
I want a trip to the Turks and Caicos,
yeah,
but
too.
I don't think that's going to pan out.
No, it is.
I may be shooting too high.
You could have done
about
it
a new
few
wetsuit?
Weeks ago. A new wetsuit? Why? Because you just realized you were using the one that Bubble Boy uses?
No. I mine's getting a little ragged.
You got to set your sights a little more realistic, like a trip to the Quick Mart for ho-hos.
How's that scuba
CJ
related?
Wants one of those double wetsuits for him and Bubble Boy.
CJ, what failed on the last dive? Was it your computer?
I don't remember. Maybe.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I always have computer problems.
Yeah, you're not a big computer guy.
Well, my dive computer, it'll work every third time.
Why is that?
Well, Greg said join the crowd because nothing.
If I knew that, I'd be a computer scientist.
Well, it's called a battery.
I put new batteries in it.
You did?
Yeah.
Are you sure about
this? It worked
this?
Great, and then the next time, nope, not so much.
Well, you have to replace the battery.
Every single time?
Well, I mean, depends on how long it is.
Come on!
Who's laughing?
I'm laughing.
Why?
Change the batteries after every dive?
Well, I
see,
mean...
Even Barry
Debugger.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, some mighty deep diving you guys are doing.
Well, no, he's waiting really. Too long between dives. That's the problem. I mean, it's not the computer. If you wait more than a few months.
Well, it's up to Greg to get CJ out there.
Yeah, Greg, what the hell?
What do you mean it's up to me?
Turks and Caicos would fix us.
Yeah, Turks and Caicos.
I invited you guys. I did.
No, you
I
didn't.
What are you liars?
There's sluts left.
I know you are a liar.
I know that you are a liar.
This is so true. You guys are such liars. I can't. I invite you every single time. It really. It's not my responsibility.
False.
To be your scuba diving babysitter.
Wrong.
That is not wrong. That is correct, sir.
You're the instructor. The instructor always babysits his students.
Well, I'm not their instructor now. I'm their dive buddy, if anything.
Their mentor.
So, you're an instructor for life.
I try to set an example, of course, yes.
You're appointed for life.
I think.
Never forget it. Never shirk your responsibilities.
This is not
a lazy, sad little man.
That is not appropriate for
face your responsibilities, Greg.
The holiday season, you should be more forgiving and more generous with your time and I guess it does sound like me. Actually, I should think of other people at this
winter,
time.
Winner, chicken dinner.
That's right. Now you're getting the Christmas spirit.
Ah, bah humbug! Get your own dive buddy, loser.
Oh, you're so close.
Yeah.
So close. You're so close to the nice list.
Yeah.
But and now you're right back on the naughty list.
Well, it's way more fun on that list.
Very, very high up on the naughty list.
Okay. All right.
It would take like three...
What?
Plus seven good deeds for you to get back on the nice list.
If you were watching Facebook Live, you would have seen CJ try to do the math in his head. That was quite a puzzling look you just had there, my friend.
Math is not my strong suit, admittedly. I will grant you this.
Let's see. How many fingers is that?
Oh, brother.
That's what she said. Anyway.
Hey, just stop it.
How many fingers?
Stop it already. Put it down.
We have gone off
that is not a Christmas
reset.
Toy.
Reset.
Okay, we'll regroup and get back on track next. Catherine, save us. We're going to get her on, I swear. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, give the gift of scuba. What are you waiting for? You don't got to fight the crowds at the mall. You don't have to waste your time doing all that crazy nonsense.
Traffic.
Go in your local dive center, pick up something cool like a gift certificate or something awesome like that for a scuba lesson or continuing education. And you, one fall swoop, you've covered all the bases.
You want to go look at some gear anyway. You're going to go anyway. Might as well.
Dive trip maybe. One for you, one for them type of thing.
You know, you can't go alone.
Correct.
I mean, you could.
You could. Like me, when I go to the Turks and Caicos and leave, you know, CJ and Bubble Boy back here in Orlando. But that's a whole nother thing. That's just
Craig, I'll cut you.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phone. I think we may have Catherine Castle on the phone. Catherine, thank are you God. With me? Talk to me.
I am here. I'm here.
Yay.
Oh, you put her on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great idea.
Well, you know, what I realized is Catherine had her phone blocked from
she blocked you. Yes. Smart.
And I forgot. Of course, that makes sense. And that would explain.
Are you on that federal list?
Yeah,
I did not block you. Never, 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 never.
Well, that's automatic. I think Greg's on some kind of federal list.
Yeah, I think it is. It's blocked. One of those type of deals. But Catherine, always a pleasure talking to you. And even though we had some technical difficulties getting you on, we got you on now finally. So that's a good thing. And I want to congratulate.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, we want to congratulate you on the new book. This ocean metaphors is. Did I read something on Facebook the other day that you've already went to number one with a bullet on Amazon or something? What was that? What was going on?
As a matter of fact, we are a number one new release on Amazon right this minute.
Awesome!
Wow!
Yeah, we're going for bestsellers. So buy
it. It's a perfect it's a perfect gift for the diver.
Photography is gorgeous.
It really is. You've really pulled from all your contacts in the dive industry. I know Howard and Michelle Hall are featured in this. You care to run through some of the names and drop them accordingly?
We got some pretty big names here.
Yeah.
Jet Brittnell, Tanya Burnett, Ellen Couillard, Kevin Davidson, Barry Gimblow, Michelle and Howard Hall, Eric Hanauer, Chris Huss, Jane Jenkins, Kevin Lee, Jennifer and Joel Penner of New Media Soup, Allison Vitsky Salmon, Douglas Seifert, Evan Sherman, Marty Snyderman, Karen Strauss, and, of course, me and Keith.
Exactly. Catherine and Guy, they have their own little photography video company. And obviously some of the work that they do is featured in the book. But all those people you just heard, if you didn't recognize all the names, trust me, that's a who's who in the underwater photography and video world of the dive industry. I mean, it is massive. And obviously Catherine knows everybody. And she just pulled in maybe a few favors here and there and gave them a little credit. But ocean metaphors, give us the synopsis of what it really is, Catherine.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we're in science and marine world, we are really warned against anthropomorphizing, which is a fancy big name for giving human qualities to animals. And we just put a whole lot of shade on that, and we picked a bunch of animals that we love and have stellar photography of, and we assigned human qualities to these animals because really and truly the relationship, the emotion of what we do as divers is where it's all at.
Mm-hmm.
We dive all over the world. We dive a lot of different types of diving. We dive for a lot of different reasons, but the reason why we do it is because it makes us feel good. It excites our emotions. And that's what this book is about. It's about really celebrating the underwater relationships that we find along the way.
Absolutely. See, we have a problem with some of our scuba radio crew where we assign animal traits and characteristics to the people that do the show. But that's a whole different problem, and there's therapy sessions.
Yeah, a really good trained therapist would probably be able to help with that.
Exactly.
The book was a good start. They should all read the book and relate to it, and then get professional help.
Yeah, well, the second part of it, I'm not so sure that'll ever happen.
Oh, I love all you guys.
Yes.
I love the radio guys.
Well, Catherine is really one of the coolest people in the dive industry, and the book is really interesting reading. I've seen a couple of the samples. I literally just got this copy that she sent to me and autographed to the crew, and I really appreciate that. And the only thing I will tell you is that Bubble Boy licked it, and I'm a little concerned.
Well,
about,
that means he likes it.
Yeah. Once again, it goes back to
that's his way of showing
animal trait things.
It's okay. It's soy-based paper,
yay,
and it's not a problem. It's not harmful.
And
so
I have,
thank you, Bubble Boy.
And I have a disinfectant in the cabinet that I plan to break out after the show, and then I'll read the rest of the book. But yeah, he's enjoying it on Facebook Live, and you can order it on Amazon right now. Once again, great gift for the season for sure for the diver on your list. And it's not even just diving-centric. This is for anybody who would have any interest in any underwater critters and that kind of thing, regardless, right, Catherine?
That's exactly right. We actually wrote the book not for the scuba diving market, but for the people who identify as ocean lovers. People who like going to the beach, maybe strolling on the beach, walking on a dock, you know, going to the water, but maybe they don't have the kind of love for it that we have, but they feel good when they're around it. And this book is a great conversation starter to help those people actually put a mask on and put their head in.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times we talk about protecting the ocean, saving the ocean, but we don't invite people to have a relationship with it. We don't invite them to really come and see how cool it is and how much there is for us to learn. So that's part of what the message of Ocean Metaphor is all about.
I love it. I love it. It's a great message. You know, I can't think of a better person to put this together. I mean, Catherine does great work with Dive Training Magazine and, of course, all the underwater video and photography she does with her hubby, Key, when she's traveling around the world. You just happen to be in Florida right now. Where are you off to next? I know you you're traversing all the time.
We're going to wait and see. We're redoing captain's licensee things. And actually, as I sit here and talk to you guys, Key is in a casual meeting with a yacht owner who happens to have a really, really, really big yacht. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens after their little coffee date is over with. But they currently have a private expedition yacht that is in the South Pacific. And there's an invitation sort of floating out there for us to join their team. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's a tough life, but someone's got to live it. And that would be Catherine and Guy for sure. And you can follow their exploits, you know, online. What's the website they can go to for your company's
video? We are c2g2productions.com. And we actually have a new video out featuring our beloved Christina Donato. We have a film called Transformation that is going to be debuting at consumer dive shows starting after the first of the year.
Excellent. Great stuff. Catherine, always a pleasure. And we got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Got to thank Catherine Castle. She's always a treat to be around. She's, as you see, she's still just bubbly. She's just a great spirit. And
but not in a bad way like Bubble Boy.
True.
This is an awesome book, though, Greg.
It is. It's really nice.
It really is.
Ocean Metaphor. She's already, you know, already a big seller on Amazon, but pick it up. You can do a search for it. And C2G2 Productions.com, I think, is the website.
There's sharks, there's whales.
Catherine Castle, and you can Google it. All right, I think I got Tig on the line from Virginia Scuba. Is that right, Tig? Are you with me? Talk to me.
I am here.
Yes. And it is Tig, not Teague.
It is Tig. You got it right.
Yeah, see?
It's still Teague.
No, it is Tig.
You've got to go down in empathy as Teague.
Yeah, let's remember, like, Tiger Shark.
When we were at the DEMA show in Las Vegas, Jerry the Diver Guy kept calling him Tig. And it
that would be
me off.
It was Tig.
It is. No, he was saying Teague. And I said, no, it's not Teague, it's Tig. But then when he said it to me, then I called him Teague. And then Tig got mad at me.
No, because you just said just now that Jerry called him Tig, but you
no, I think if you remember, this started out as him being on Facebook Live that day.
No, I don't remember any of this. Tig, back me up. I was correct. Correct?
Tig is correct, but you did a couple weeks ago.
We're losing the connection. We're losing his connection, I think.
He's talking from Wyoming.
Yeah, just stop it. All right.
As you can imagine, every time we had a substitute teacher, every time there was a long pause, I just said, here.
Exactly. Yeah, and you just smile at him like, yeah, whatever. But he's kind of an intimidating guy, this Tig guy. I mean, he's a tall guy.
Not.
Well, he's a super nice guy, but I mean, if you just looked at him, you know, he had the beard and he has kind of like a similar, you know, follicles as Curly there. And, you know, he can look a little intimidating. You know what I'm saying? Like when I look at CJ and I like, yeah, I could take him. But I don't think of that when I see Tig. I think of the opposite.
Only thing stopping you is fear and common sense, my friend.
Good luck, Mollusk.
It's the booze speaking. All right, we'll get more with Tig next. Talking about Virginia scuba and what they do up in that neck of the woods next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Have you seen that new Santa they just hired?
Yeah, he's back there drunk.
It was late at night on Christmas Eve. I was dreaming of the soft white snow.
White snow.
I was awoken by a noise near the Christmas tree. What it was, I did not know. It was Santa Claus. He was bringing me some gifts. Unfortunately, I did not know that.
I didn't know.
So I quietly snuck up behind him, and I shot him 5 times in the back. It went pow, 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 pow. And that's when I heard my telephone. It was Auntie Jean looking for Uncle Bob. She said he left the house dressed as Santa Claus, but he didn't come home last night. Have you seen him? God, I hope he's all right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I apologize for that, but that's just what we do during the holiday season.
That was fantastic.
You
tragic,
like that?
Tragic tale.
It's a classic, a Christmas classic, I believe. I don't know. Is that a popular song up there in Virginia where you are at Virginia Scuba there, Tig? What do you think? No? Yes?
No, not really.
No, you never heard it? Yeah, no.
Nope.
Big fan? Your thumbs up?
Way to pick a winner, Greg.
Yeah, it was a good song. It was a good song, just not popular here that
That's
I know
based
of.
On okay. A true story.
Well, we're here to set a trend, set a new Christmas tradition.
Good luck.
With songs like that. But let's get back on track talking about diving just a little. Yeah, we should do that since we are the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, I'm sure you get a lot of puzzled looks on your face. I'm guessing, Tig, when you meet friends or meet people at the store there in Virginia and go, hey, what do you do? I run a dive shop. And they're like, what? Where? Here? Where do you go? I mean, what's the diving like in your neck of the woods? What do you think?
As you can imagine, we're mostly lake and quarry divers, but we have a pretty robust travel program right outside of D.C. Got a lot of former military people who do travel, so
okay.
We travel the world as much as possible.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so it's one of those ongoing jokes where what's the number one dive spot in your neck of the woods, the local international airport kind of thing? Is that what you're
exactly.
saying?
Gotcha. But we do a lot of local diving down at Lake Phoenix in Rawlings, Virginia, go a couple times a month. We have very, very active divers here, so can't ask for more than that.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Lake Titicaca?
I have not.
That's Minnesota.
No, I don't think so.
It is. It's up in Minnesota, isn't it?
Of course, I'm on my second marriage, so anything that starts with titty, I...
Oh, there it is!
Hey, now...
Easy.
Moving on. So, that hit pretty close to home there with Curly. So yeah. But Tig, I got to tell, I got to ask, what about those local sites? You're talking about there's a lake and a quarry that you guys visit often or what?
Matter of fact, last weekend, and we're going next weekend, Lake Phoenix. We call it local. It's a couple hours from here, but yeah. But it's a great place. Mm-hmm. Clear. The water is actually very clear. It's a granite. Used to be a granite quarry, so not a lot of runoff in it. So it stays pretty clear.
Well, so does it ever freeze over or no?
No. We've been down there in the middle of January. I mean, it gets down into the 40s. I mean, it's not warm. It's dry suit diving.
But, right.
It doesn't freeze over.
Yeah. You're thinking of hell.
No. I mean, I see those dives where people, you know, cut a hole in the ice.
That's ice
go
diving.
Down. Well, it is, but I mean, I don't know how cold it gets. In
Did he say ice diving?
He is close to D.C., though, Greg, so it is close to hell.
Mm,
a lot of truth in that.
Good one,
yeah,
Jerry.
Good point.
And not too far from Beaver Springs, Pennsylvania.
All right, thanks for that, Bubble Boy. I mean, what kind of critters are you seeing under the water up there? Do you see stuff like that, like
beavers?
Yeah. Or is it mostly just freshwater fish in the quarry?
Freshwater fish, and then, of course, the things we put in it, plane, helicopter, buses, boats, cars.
got it.
Bodies.
All right. So there, it's a great. That wasn't appropriate.
Jerry.
That wasn't Jerry. That was.
I mean, Barry.
Buggy.
Jerry, Barry. Same Bugger. Difference. So, yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, those are great places to go and just stay wet. Keep active is what you're telling me. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you hop in the airplane and you guys run, what, a few trips a year there out of Virginia Scuba or what, Ty?
Several trips. Yeah. Obviously, Caribbean is the big draw here. Usually a couple of trips to Florida also. Yeah. Philippines. We got Fiji coming up in 2020. So
wow. Okay.
Yeah, wherever we can go. We got two international airports close by, so that's pretty handy for us.
Okay. So, and you're when you go down to the Keys, where do you guys usually take your crew? Where do you go? Do you go all the way down to Key West or Key Largo, Isla Mirada, what?
Largo. We usually go down to Largo. We do the Florida Springs a lot of times for open water training because they don't want to do it here because it's cold.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, the Florida Springs are cold. I mean, that's where we go during the winter months just to be, you know, make it tolerable because it's 72 degrees year round. To you, that's like bathwater, though, correct?
Exactly. When it's 42 here, 72 feels really nice.
It does. It feels like a sauna or a jacuzzi. If Bubble Boy's diving
there
with you.
There you go.
But yeah, good stuff. And it was very nice to see you at the show. Again, I've seen Tig there a few times. Almost did it. Jerry, damn you! And
I told you. It's going to live in infamy.
And you won a nice trip from the Bahamas for our Junkanoo party at the DEMA show. That was nice. I'm sure you're going to take advantage of that pretty soon, I would imagine, right?
He's going to take me.
Definitely going to take care of that. I think it was the very next day, one of our assistant instructors, Carl, actually had defeated you in the ring toss game. Mm. And he also won a trip to Blackbeard's.
Oh, really?
So now, we're probably going to go down in February time frame.
Okay, that's excellent. But I don't think the proper word defeated is being used properly in this.
Carl beat you.
He does not like defeated.
So Carl beat you.
No,
what he's saying.
He didn't.
That means he was hot. He was hot Carl. That's why they call him Hot Carl.
No, I don't think that's accurate.
Actually, that is Virginia Scuba's claim to fame because, you know, the Bahamas and a lot of places in the world have the coral reef, but we have the only living coral reef.
Ah, they have a living coral. Get what he said there? I see. I hear what you did there, Tig. That was...
Where's the crickets sound effects? I can't find it.
Yeah, you got a tough crowd here, Ty. You get used to it. But
keep firing.
Yeah, well, like it ever stopped the rest of us.
Exactly.
So I got to say, though, it was really nice to see you at the DEMA show. I'm glad you won some stuff. Where are you off to next, Tig? I mean, what's next on your agenda? You mentioned February, you're going to take advantage of that liveaboard trip you won, but are you doing some diving in the meantime, or are you going to just settle down for the holidays? I mean, what?
Next weekend, we're going down to the lake, do some dry suit and full face mask diving, and then probably either Bimini and or the Springs, and then we got Grand Cayman next spring.
Wow. But you're doing Bimini? Are you going down to Bimini like in the next few weeks, you say?
Trying to get something set up for the January time frame. Just kind of waiting for a word back from Bimini on the pricing, and we'll probably get that set up.
I gotcha. Is the plan to go down there and take advantage of hammerhead season?
It is definitely that.
Yes, because that is...
I mentioned my second wife, and she has not seen a hammerhead yet, and at some point, you know, it has to be done.
I would agree. It's actually on our list of things to do here in the next
few
weeks.
It's always best not to mention the first wife, though.
I understand.
Well, they have to chum the sharks in, so that may be where the first wife comes in handy. No. I'm just saying.
Inappropriate.
Okay, sorry.
Thanks a lot, Scott Peterson.
We just set up
just an option. Just an option.
Yes, exactly. Well, Tig, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it. I assume it's virginiascuba.com. People can check you guys out, and if they're in that neck of woods, they could go dive with you, right?
Yes, sir. Anytime.
All right. Look forward to it. We'll have to join him up there. Thanks, Tig. And we got the Dive God on Scuba Radio coming up here and to give us a little update on the Tigers and the Hammerheads that are showing up in Bimini right now. They have arrived.
We got to get down there.
Yeah, the Hammerheads have already arrived just in time for Christmas. a little bit early, actually, I think. Earlier than they expected.
We need to get down there.
Let's go!
So we are going to do this. So I'm going to go to the Turks and Caicos here next week, but as soon as I get back, you know, we get into January. What do you say?
Yep.
Yeah.
We got, what are you, Jerry, what are you going to go?
I'm ready.
Barry the bugger?
January, February, let's burn it up.
Yeah, the big one is Barry, though. I haven't really.
What do I have in January and February, March to do? I can't
go dive with hammerhead sharks, idiot. Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, I heard you.
All that paperwork is going to be there when you get back.
That's true.
File extensions.
That's why, that's what extensions
all
are for.
All extensions. It's all extensions these days.
You guys don't have to stop by the Hilton, too.
That's true. We very well may have to have a, you know, a rendezvous there in Fort Lauderdale before we head to Bimini. Yeah, it's all on the
CJ,
agenda.
I sent you your sound effect.
Okay, thank you.
You guys pass notes amongst yourselves, and we'll continue with the show next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
Five bowls of flushing?
Four roids of throbbing? Three nose hairs waving?
Two children starving?
One untouched wife.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio,
I love it.
Scuba Radio,
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
Yay! What the hell is wrong with you?
We don't got enough time to cover that. But it is the holidays. Hopefully you're making the best of them, and we're abusing you accordingly. It's just what we do here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Terry the Diver Guy, Captain Waldy Martini, Barry the Bugger, connected via the web, and now we got the Dive God. Yes, Mr. Neil Watson is connected via FaceTime, panning the camera down to inappropriate areas on his body, though. So... but we do have him connected, I believe. Are you there, Neil? Talk to me.
I'm here, bro. Absolutely.
Yes. Hey, before I forget, and we talked to Neil, CJ has been trolling the Facebook Live video comments, and you picked a winner, right?
Oh, crap. I'm supposed to do that?
Yes.
Oh,
I told
on,
you.
Hold on.
We get one last.
You want me to just pick somebody?
Pick somebody that we're going to give the Reef Smart guide to that we're talking about in hour one. We're going to pick somebody at random. Give me a name.
No.
No.
Hell no.
Okay. Pick this one.
Wait, no.
Come on. Give me. I got to talk to Neil. Hurry up.
How about this guy?
Okay.
Somebody from Oregon.
Oregon. Yes. That is.
Is that near Wyoming?
I believe it is.
It actually is. Yeah.
David Wyatt.
Yes, David.
That's a long way away to listen from. So
all right,
let's
Dave.
Give it to him.
Email us this week. We're going to hook you up with a Reef Smart guide to make your Christmas season even brighter. As we give the gift of scuba there from
Reef. If he's still on.
Guides.
I can't tell if he's still on
it doesn't
or he
matter.
Was on before.
Just, I know who you're talking about, Crockett. Yeah, he's in there all the time.
Okay, doesn't say Crockett.
Well, yeah, I recognize the name. So just email us this week, Dave, and we'll get you hooked up with that Reef Smart Guide from ReefSmartGuides.com.
Cool, congrats.
All right, sorry, Neil, had to take care of a little business.
No problem.
But you're doing some business, too. I'm watching Neil on FaceTime. And you you just picked up a new dive boat for Bimini?
Just got another dive boat for Bimini. Neil Jr. just brought it from Pompano up the river, and we just pulled it in the slip to get hauled tomorrow to get it all tweaked up to head to Bimini for hammerhead season.
All right. Yeah, we already been talking here on the show about some folks that want to head that way for January, but the hammers have already shown up. They showed up a little bit earlier than you even expected. Is that right?
Yeah. I think we had, a couple of cold spells.
Yeah.
And they showed up early, so we're in full swing with them. Yeah, we're having great results with them.
All right. So we have Neil Watson Scuba Adventures there in Bimini, and so Junior's over there. You already have, two boats in this? This will be the third, or is this a second?
No, this is the fourth.
Wow. Okay. So, what did you pick up? What's going to be heading over that way?
It's a 34 foot Crusader.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a 34, 40 foot Crusader.
Nice.
Great little boat. And what's weird is this boat actually operated at one point in time out of my dive operation in Fort Lauderdale off 17th Street.
Oh, okay.
So
well, there you go.
And it's been kind of in dry dock. And it's pristine. I mean, it's the sweetest little boat. It's going to be a great, great boat for the hammerheads and also for the dolphin experience as well.
Got it. So, I mean, is that one of those flat top type of vessels, or is this a V-hull type of? I don't even know.
No, it's a V-hull.
Okay.
With the dual stations, fly bridge and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
Really nice.
All right. So you got more capacity to handle more divers. Over there in Bimini, I mean, it's peak season right now because of the hammerheads, but we don't want to overshadow Bimini, by just talking about the hammerhead sharks. We were talking about this at the DEMA show, and it was pretty amazing because, one of the things that happens when you talk about Bimini, everybody is drawn to the area because of the big animals, the hammerheads and all that kind of stuff. And they forget that you have all this other stuff like the wild dolphin experience or the stingrays and just amazing reefs and visibility year-round pretty much, right?
Absolutely. Drift wall dives. Like I say, I mean, 40 years ago, I had three boats operating, and it was one of the top dive destinations in the Caribbean. And this is, you would occasionally see a shark out on the wall or something, but otherwise we didn't have like a regular shark dive. So,
yes, got it. Yeah. Well, there you go. So it doesn't matter if you're going over to Bimini because you want to dive with the hammerhead sharks or not. Just don't let that be the only thing you need to focus on. If you want to go over there and just have fun, it's an amazing place. And it's the closest Bahamian island to Florida in the States.
And you're hearing it first here.
Yeah, what?
You're hearing it first here. great news starting sometime towards the end of this month, now that it's December.
Yeah.
The Bellaria Ferry Service, which runs a big ferry boat from Fort Lauderdale to Grand Bahama Island, is starting service with a 350-passenger into Bimini.
Oh, wow.
So what's cool about that is, I mean, you can go over on a Saturday morning. You get in there like at 10 o'clock, do a afternoon dive, do a two-take dive the next day. You're not flying. Take the boat back. So actually, you can get in 2 days of diving that normally would take a four-day, three-night trip on one night.
It doesn't get any better than that. There you go. Heard it here first, and obviously we're going to have to take advantage of that for our crew, and you should plan accordingly. On that note, we're going to have to wrap it up. Neil, thank you as always, my friend. We'll let him get back into prepping that dive vessel for his Bimini dive operation. And that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.